What is God's attitude toward those who have resisted and rejected him? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this week we've been looking at the parable of the prodigal son.
John, it's one of the best known and best loved stories in the Bible. A son cashes in his inheritance. He walks away from his family and blows it all with nothing to show for it. Finally, humbled and broken, he returns home because there's nowhere else to go. Instead of waiting to say, "I told you so," the father runs to greet him, instantly forgives him and welcomes him back into the family. The older son hears what happened and can't believe it. He's resentful toward his father. He's unwilling to forgive his younger brother.
And these three characters all represented Jesus' audience right there.
The older brother's reaction was a dart in the heart of the self-righteous Pharisees. The younger brother brought hope to the sinners who were lost without God. The description of the father gives us an inside look at the heart of God from the lips of Jesus. He loves the lost and longs to welcome us home.
But this story is just pure genius. I guess we shouldn't expect otherwise from the heart of Jesus. And we identify with each character in different ways.
We can understand the younger son's pursuit of pleasure, as well as the way the world leaves you empty. We can relate to the older brother's self-righteousness, the kind that resides inside all of us.
Yeah.
We're drawn to the love of a father whose unfailing love means he's always ready to welcome his children home. As a young boy, my dad wasn't around until he came to Christ and remarried my mum. But even during that time, I knew what a father should be, the kind of father who, like our Heavenly Father, longs to welcome us home.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.